Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nick Culp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up for a single. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Heilman trying to get to home. Spurgeon throws to Sewell who tags Heilman for the out. Noon moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Culup. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Warner moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner scores. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a pop-up for a single. Fothergill moves to third. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Noone reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Schott now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Heilman scores. Noone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodall. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Woodall steals second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Noone scores. Woodall scores. Whitehill moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6. And the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Gehringer moves to second. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Culup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Noon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Noon reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noon tags and scores. One out. It's 8-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Tigers. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Joe Schott. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Jacobson moves to second. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Ekrod now playing left field. Dutch Lovson now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Mainisch tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Mainisch scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-2, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Woodall trying to get to third. Culp throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Woodall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Rublutsk pinch hits for Dutch Levzen. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Jacobson moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson scores. Ekrod moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 4 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Culp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manish. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Culup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Culup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Burns reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 10-4, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.